Hey, everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
And worse, this is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. We're taking it back under the authorities vested in me as the President of the United States. I'm officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act. You know what that is? And placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control, and you'll be meeting the people that will be directly involved with that. Very good people, but they're tough, and they know what's happening, and they've done it before.
White people's civil rights have never been in danger because they are white. The white civil rights represents the desire from the Jim Crow, full stop. At Hers Rider's Dreams, and as we support Free DC, we're fighting against mass incarceration, policing, ICE, violence towards immigrants and Muslims, violence in Palestine, worker exploitation, and more. We're fighting for freedom and safety for all people.
It really is the golden age, gang. President Trump has just taken over control of law enforcement in our nation's capital city. All his Democrats in D.C. are absolutely imploding. As you just heard, President Trump today announced the federal takeover of Washington, D.C.'s police department. Over 500 federal agents are flooding the streets. The National Guard is being deployed. And the homeless have been given an ultimatum. Move out immediately. Make sure to stick with me to the very end of this video because we're going to see what's really happening here, how President Trump isn't just about to save a city. He is indeed in the process of saving our entire nation as well. So President Donald Trump has just announced that he is taking unprecedented federal control of Washington, D.C.'s Metropolitan Police Department and deploying National Guard troops to combat the out-of-control crime in our nation's capital. The dramatic move places the local police force under the direct authority of Attorney General Pam Bondi as part of Trump's broader law enforcement initiatives. He's announcing that he's deploying the National Guard to reestablish law and order and public safety in Washington, D.C., characterizing the situation as complete and total lawlessness, and vowed to eliminate all the slums in the city. Now, this comes just days after a member of the Doge team, Big Balls, as he calls himself, was brutally attacked and beaten by a street gang when he came to the aid of a woman who was being assaulted. In response, Trump took to social media and promised that Washington would be, quote, liberated from crime, savagery, filth, and scum, declaring that the days of ruthlessly killing or hurting innocent people are over. And so Trump has ordered the District of Columbia National Guard, which the federal government has direct control over, And this now provided Trump with direct control over the capital city. The D.C. mayor, Democrat Muriel Bowser, is, of course, being completely bypassed as an irrelevant buffoon in all of this, overseeing as she has the systematic degeneration of our nation's capital. And, of course, D.C. Democrats are flipping out over this move as well.
The president has been trying to provoke violence here, right here, in the black communities and in the brown communities, having ICE kidnap our neighbors, having the black community be harassed and profiled and want a response. We say, hell no, we won't go. When we say we won't go, that means we're not going into those mass incarceration, into their prisons and enslavement. We won't go his beautiful centers that he got. We won't go to where alligators live. Hell no, we won't go.
Hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go.
Well, at least they didn't start singing.
This is a song for all the good people. Come on. All the good people who are part of this family. This is a song for all the good people. We're joined together by this noble dream. Well, this is a song for all of those dreamers who are looking for answers to come our way. Scientists, doctors, students, all seekers, we share in the hopes for a much brighter day. Come on now. Well, this is a song.
That too. This is a song for all the good people. I mean, again, you know, they've just become a pathetic parody of themselves at this point. This is truly a party that is in a very real, very visible and audible state of decline. I mean, we've been talking a lot of late about the Texas Democrats who all ran away and are hiding in other states in a desperate bid to stave off the inevitable redistricting of Texas, giving the state 5 more Republican seats. And in the process, they're just demonstrating themselves to be a party in total decline. The Democrats are quickly imploding into political irrelevance. I mean, that D.C. gathering there with that borderline illiterate standing up there doing her best to deliver, frankly, an incoherent racist rant that makes Joe Biden sound coherent. That's pretty much the best they can muster at this point. Pretty pathetic stuff. And it's exactly what President Trump is intending to clean up. In fact, as of this morning, Trump did not just announce a cleanup. He declared war on urban decay itself. And the blueprint that he's about to unleash will make liberal mayors across America absolutely lose their minds. Wait until you see this. Hey, gang, what if one capsule a day could help you feel full, reduce cravings, and actually enjoy eating less? Sound too good to be true? Well, meet Appetite from The Wellness Company, a groundbreaking formula that helps you take control of your hunger, boost metabolism, and feel fuller longer. It features Akkermansia, a next-gen probiotic shown to boost GLP-1, the hormone that controls appetite and metabolism. It's paired with saffron to curb emotional eating, reduce stress, and support balanced serotonin levels. No stimulants needed. Appetite also includes GLP-1 and GLP-2 activating probiotics, plus prebiotics like inulin and green banana to keep you satisfied and support gut health. It's time your gut controls your thoughts and your mind takes a break with a unique combination of amazingness engineered into one convenient capsule ready to work naturally with your body. Head to twc.health/Turley and use code Turley to get 15% off plus free shipping. Again, that's twc.health/Turley. Use code Turley to get 15% off. Take control of your health today with The Wellness Company. Click on that link below right now. Modern liberals have developed what can only be described as a fetish for urban disorder. Now think about it. When did compassion become enabling open-air drug markets? When did helping the homeless become turning our nation's capital into a third world slum? When did criminal justice reform become catch and release for violent predators? The answer? When Democrats realized that urban chaos equals political control. Desperate people vote Democrat. Broken cities need federal bailouts. Crime-ridden neighborhoods become dependent on government programs. But here's what terrifies them about Trump's announcement this morning. He's not just cleaning up D.C. He's creating a new template, a blueprint that red state governors can copy, a model that will spread like wildfire across America. What Trump basically wants to do with our cities is comparable to what he did at the southern border. It's not rocket science. Implement a few powerful strategies, and in a matter of days, the entire social order changes. Trump is implementing a variation of what's called the broken windows theory. This is a theory that goes back to 1982, when two researchers made a discovery that would change how we understand cities forever. American political scientists James Q. Wilson and George Kelling conducted an experiment where they parked a car on a street in the Bronx with no license plates and the hood up. Within 24 hours, it was completely stripped. Then they did the same thing in a wealthy Palo Alto neighborhood. The car stood untouched for a week until they did one thing. They broke a window. Within hours, that pristine car was destroyed too. And so the principle that they derive from this experiment is that when people see signs of neglect and disorder, like broken windows, graffiti, litter, homeless camps, it signals that more disorder is acceptable. It's psychological permission to break things, to give up, to let chaos spread. But here's where Trump is going with this. This same principle explains why every single liberal city with progressive policies on homelessness, drug use, and petty crime is experiencing total urban collapse. Sociologists discovered this pattern actually going back in the 1940s Chicago. They called it social disorganization theory. And what they found was that areas with high residential mobility, ethnic conflict, economic stability consistently created complete breakdown in social control. In other words, when communities can't self-regulate, violent crime inevitably explodes. But here's the devastating truth. Liberal policies actively create these exact conditions. They celebrate transience over community stability. They prioritize all kinds of absurd diversities over social cohesion. They choose government dependency over economic opportunity. But what if I told you there is a city that was once America's murder capital and transformed into one of the safest places on earth in just a few years, using the exact opposite approach, the very approach that Trump is about to implement in D.C. It was none other than New York City under Rudy Giuliani. Giuliani didn't just reduce crime, he obliterated it using pure broken windows theory. Under Giuliani, New York saw a 66% drop in murders, 72% drop in shootings, 67% drop in robberies, 56% overall crime reduction. Violent crime hit a 30-year low. How? Giuliani implemented three core conservative principles that work. One, zero tolerance for disorder. Fix every single broken window immediately. Number two, absolute accountability. Police commanders were responsible for tangible results. And three, quality of life enforcement. Stop squeegee men, stop fare jumpers, stop graffiti vandals. And the psychological result in all this? When people see that someone cares about order, they start caring too. Clean spreads just as fast as dirty, but only if you're willing to enforce it. And right now, as we speak, this proven conservative formula is being deployed at the federal level in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is indeed about to be liberated. And as such, a new template A new blueprint has the potential to revitalize our nation's struggling cities all across our country. And perhaps finally, once and for all, we can end the decaying Democrat Party. Have you locked in your seat from my America Awakened Masterclass yet? Because seats are filling up fast. This is your shot to grab our Freedom Week discount before the price goes up. This isn't scripted, it isn't safe, and it sure as heck isn't censored. It's real, it's raw, and it's unapologetically patriotic, just like the early days of Turley Talks that helped ignite a movement. But listen, this discount won't last. Click the link, claim your spot, and join the rising tide of Americans reclaiming faith, family, and freedom. Let's light the fire of liberty and awaken America together. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.